21 Pilots, Saturday on Adelaide's 107.9 Live. Very appropriate, because you could learn to become a pilot this Saturday, all for a really good cause. And I'm joined now in the studio from Assured Group. We've got Gary Williams. Gary, how are you?
Scott, good morning. I'm very well. Yeah. Thank you.
I must admit, you're probably the last person I thought I'd be talking to about flying planes. So we had a chat a year or so ago. We did the whole SA success story thing, and I thought I learned a lot about you. But you've kept this one nicely hidden. So flying is a bit of a passion for you.
Actually, 50 years I've been flying.
Get
so
out.
That makes me officially old. In fact, I started when I was 16.
Really?
Learning to fly. It was $15 an hour to learn to fly then, and my wages were $15 a week, so it didn't take me long to succumb to the reality that I was never going to become a super pilot at that rate.
Sure.
Okay. So do the maths. You can see I'm old.
So, obviously, that passion has kept going for quite a period of time, and over time you've gotten different licenses, you've learned different aircrafts, and you've become very accomplished.
Well, went back to the mid-80s, I became a chief flying instructor by the then Department of Aviation to teach people how to fly these little rag and tube ultralights. So I survived that, got through that. And now the planes of the ultralight scene have just evolved to real aircraft, and the little gyrocopters of the 1950s have evolved into certified machines, which are quite expensive now, to be honest with you, but safe and certified. So we decided to put a when I say we, I've got a partner in crime, Dean, who come and stayed at our B&B and said he wanted to learn to fly, one of his passions it was, and I went, really?
Funny you should say that.
Actually, I'm an instructor. He goes, what?
Wow.
So within a few months, he had taken his first lesson, booked in, and bought an aircraft, and now he's a partner.
And this is all part of Rotorsport Australia. Tell me about Rotorsport Australia and what it is that you do.
Rotorsport Australia is all about gyrocopters, or gyroplanes more correctly named. And the whole thing is that if you want to learn to fly, you can fly. These machines are a cross between a helicopter and a plane. Very, very different. But we do teach in traditional fixed wing aircraft as well. So you can choose. Very exciting little machines. And this weekend coming up is the time to explore any passion that you might have as an individual affordably in learning to fly.
And it's for pretty much all ages. So correct me if I'm wrong, one of your youngest pilots was 7? I've got a 6-year-old and I couldn't imagine him being behind the wheel or the controls of anything, let alone something that's up in the air.
Yeah, he was a bit cute, wasn't he? he's on the Rotorsport website. He's Indian, a cute little fella.
Yeah.
We had to get the car seat out of his car so that he can be lifted up high enough to be able to reach the controls. But he's looking over the front and he's actually flying the machine.
I'm getting visions of Short Round from Indiana Jones.
It could be.
That's awesome. So obviously, relatively easy. How difficult is this?
Oh, they are. They are very easy to fly. But like anything, you've got to learn to fly them properly and safely to be safe.
Oh, fair enough. And so it's all to raise funds for cancer research, and you've combined with CRAB.
What an interesting name.
Yeah.
Well, actually, when I first came across these guys, CRAB, what a name for a motorcycle club. So it stands for Cancer Research Advocate Biker.
Oh, really?
So it's a bikey group.
There you go. With
a difference. They ride with a passion to raise money for the Royal Adelaide Hospital.
Yep.
And we said, oh, look, we want to hook up with that. And it goes back to our early days of the Assured Foundation, you know, with the cancer, a Childhood Cancer Association. So we're going to promote this weekend, this Saturday and this Sunday, where you can come in for $110.
Mm-hmm.
You get briefed by an instructor. You get into an aircraft of your choice, or a gyroplane or a plane, and we go up for 15 minutes and let you have the controls, come down, do a post-brief, and 20% of what we earn we're going to give to the Royal Adelaide Hospital as well.
That's excellent. Where does this all take place? Where's your airfield? I don't know. Where's your hangar?
Oh, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's at Rollo's airstrip at Murray Bridge. But if you get onto our website, there's a QR code there, and also it says come to our next event. That's right. Our next event. I couldn't get the right words there, but it's there's a place there where you can click on our next event.
Yep, so rota-sport.com.au.
Don't forget the dash.
Yep, don't forget the dash. And then you've got events up the top there. Click on that, and then that'll take you through to click on the next event, and you'll find all the details about this weekend, including the planes or the aircraft that you could be commandeering. There's also weight and age limits as well, so that all that information's there. You can book in, and, of course, the barbecue will be cranking as well. So it sounds like a great day out.
It should be. We're looking forward to it anyway.
This Saturday and Sunday, head to rota-sport.com.au and find out everything you need to know. Well, Gary, I feel like I've learned a little bit more about you today. You keep surprising me. I look forward to catching up with you again next week when we find out about your rhythmic gymnastics background. No. So, thanks for popping in this morning. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you all.